Wow. About time. It's about time. Sports Mass Collective, episode 54.
With wow, 54.
54. We're doing it. Season 3, technically, if you do the season stuff, but we're not gay. Wow.
Well, you know, 54, that's the great Brian Urlacher's number.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm joined. I can't tell you how many thousands and thousands of emails I've received already this year asking for the return of the fan favorite. Ladies and gentlemen, coming off his Bears' first win in 14 games, White Julio in the house, in the studio, in a garage.
Thank you for having me back. It's great to be back. I don't know whether to be excited or angry that the Bears finally won.
How about
won.
Horny?
Very. Always. It doesn't take much.
No, you're always.
Wait, I was rock hard as soon as I came in here and saw you again.
I saw that.
Yeah. Yeah. Couldn't even hide it. Couldn't even hide it.
No. Yeah, big pieces.
Yeah. 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 Say, by the That's way, all I deal with. Big pieces.
Of course, get your big piece pillow at SkiMaskCollective.com. Yes. Might as well start there. Your Bears. The first win of 14 games, and what a bittersweet day after Dick Butkus died.
I know. Where do you start? I know.
They cost me a couple dollars.
It was tough to hear that news about Butkus, but I don't know what to make of the Bears. I don't know if it's an aberration. I don't know if the adversity they've had in the beginning of the year is going to make them come together.
They'll come.
Yeah, but all I'm rooting for, honestly, is Carolina keep losing so Bears get that number one pick again.
What do you need? What's going on? Tell, we've all seen, everybody likes to dump on Chicago for what they've, for that, especially the loss against the Broncos last week. That was obscene. What, my manager.
I was ready for that to happen again yesterday. I was ready for another comeback.
Yeah, so what's going on? Okay, let's start here, because I want to talk about your Bears. I normally just yell about the Jets for 45 minutes and then pick games, so this is probably refreshing for our viewers. Well, is Justin Fields the answer? First question. Is he your long-term quarterback?
Probably not. And I'm saying that just because I do think he's talented, but you have to make the scheme. You can't make a quarterback fit the scheme. You have to work the offense around the quarterback and his tools. Obviously, Fields is talented. He's got a set number of tools, the legs, the movement.
Ooh,
but you can't make him a pocket passer. And, you know, I have no faith in this coaching staff. So yeah, I'm looking forward to more L's this season. And then them trading Fields away or something. And then he's going to break out somewhere else, which is great for him. Most importantly, we got DJ Moore, who's fucking phenomenal. What a talent. I hope they don't waste that. The defense, that's another story. I could talk about all this stuff. I could go off.
It's a sports show. Go
fucking
ahead.
Defense spent all this money on Edwards, signing a couple of guys, and they've looked fucking horrific. Again, coaching staff. That defensive coordinator, who the hell knows what happened with him? They let him go. But again, teams need adversity because that's what brings them together. If you don't have adversity, you're going to be soft. You're going to get spanked in the playoffs. You're going to get bounced. So maybe there's a chance for the good old Chicago Bears.
Wow.
Maybe.
Now, you traded Chase Claypool to the Giants today, the Dolphins today.
Yeah, he's probably going to break out too.
I'm sure he will.
Yeah. The Dolphins, what a fucking offense. Jesus, that Tua, too.
Oh, we'll get to them. Don't you worry about that. We'll get to everything.
He's a sexy guy.
Oh, there's a lot of sexy guys in the league, let me tell you. Let me start with this, and obviously I'd like to hear your thoughts.
Let's go.
Folks, the NFL is not rigged. Everyone stop being a high school girl. The NFL is not rigged. Calm the fuck down. And, of course, this came to light with the Jets, of course, in a very Jets way, giving you hope and then just flat out losing to the Chiefs. Here's the thing. Could that pass interference have been called or not been called? Yes. Was it pass interference? On paper, maybe technically. I mean, it looked like when you watch it in slow-mo, it is not. You know, you could see, I believe I have the tweet actually of,
oh, you got a tweet?
Oh,
what's the tweet?
It's a Sauce. So you can pull this up at home, folks, but I'll read it. So this is Sauce Gardner.
Oh, yeah.
He retweeted the video of the alleged pass interference. We have it on screen now. And I'll read what he posted.
English major, right?
I'm an English major, so yep. I can read this no problem at all. Yep. This is Sauce Gardner, the alleged.
The words of Sauce Gardner.
The words of Sauce Jar Gardner did not reflect the words of Sports Mass Collective.
Correct.
Since we are commenting, let me say it from my perspective. For starters, this was around 5 to 7 yards on the line of scrimmage, not 15. Two, I extended my arms and he made the choice to lean on me with all of his weight, which caused my hand to slide to the back of his pad, not his neck. Laughy face. I did not grab him. I actually made a conscious effort to remove my right arm, as you can see in the video. Two laughing faces. He then tried to swim with his right hand and I pushed his arm down with my left hand. LMAOO. There y'all have it. It was not holding or illegal contact. Oh, my fault. It was holding because he threw the flag. Sauce, you could shut your fucking mouth, too. You lost the game. Let me say this at Sauce Gardner, and I like Sauce Gardner. I love our defense. Sauce Gardner wants to be the best cornerback in the NFL, as he should, as any player should, I believe, because as an All-American, a competitor, I think everyone on the field should want to be the best player. That's how you get ahead. But if Sauce Gardner wants to be the best, he's got to make plays to be the best. There's got to be picks. 2 weeks ago, he dropped what would have been a pick six on a pick. The great players make those plays.
Mm-hmm.
The great players figure out a way to make a play in these big games in the big spots. So Sauce is getting a little big for his britches a little quickly. He had a great year last year. Listen, he did okay last week, but they lost the game. The Jets lost the game.
Ultimately, that's what matters.
So let's get to the Jets in last week, since you covered your Bears. Listen, Zach Wilson had the best game of his career. That's not debatable. It's not also not saying much from what he's done in the league.
It didn't take much.
As you've heard me go off about. So I don't take back anything I've said about Zach Wilson in the past at all. He had the best game of his career. And everybody forgets he still lost the game he dropped the ball on a fumble and lost the fucking game. Hello, people. He still fucked it up in the biggest moment of the game. He dropped the ball and lost the fumble on a fucking snap. So let's everybody calm down. Well, obviously we'll get to the Denver game when we go through the picks. So listen, good to see, of course. But you got to do it more than once. You got to do that every week. It's the NFL.
Consistency.
And also, let's not also get crazy. They finally did a game plan that worked for him. He still wasn't throwing bombs. He had a couple. Listen, I'm not crazy. He did have a couple good throws, maybe even one or two great throws where he put it where it had to be. But a couple good throws and one good game still doesn't make an NFL quarterback. So they lost the game. The Jets in the post game are acting like, you know, Saleh again. I saw some good things. This is who we know Zach Wilson could be. To be what? A loser?
Yep.
Brian, yep. Saleh's now 12-26 as a head coach. So Saleh, it's great you want to pat your quarterback on the back. You're about to not have a job. You can't stay in the you can't be a head coach in the league when you have a 250 winning percentage. What are we and listen, I understand he's a head coach. He has to say the right things to a point.
And you protect your players to a point.
To a point. But
it's time to give up.
Sal's going to lose his job, and I'm going to be okay with it.
Yeah, yeah. You have to. Because at this point, you got to know when to pull the plug. You got to know. There's a difference between protecting your players and looking out for the entire team, organization. Pull the plug. Let's go find Kaepernick. Who cares? Throw something
I'll
else
take
in
Kaepernick.
There.
I'll take Justin Fields, please.
No.
Yes.
Because
you know what Justin
return.
Fields is, don't you?
Oh, I know. Mobile.
You want to say it with me?
Mobile
black quarterback. The coolest guys in the NFL. The what every team needs is a mobile. We've been saying it for years.
On this show.
Said it first. Mobile black quarterbacks.
3 seasons.
Beautiful boys they are. But that's what you need. Boys. You either need a Tom Brady or Rodgers or, you know, whatever, whoever. Burrow, Mahomes. Well, Mahomes is almost a mobile. He's a mobile halfback.
Yeah, he's half mobile.
You need a guy who know either is a pro quarterback who can handle the pocket or you need a mobile black quarterback. These in-between guys are not going to cut it with the athletes that are on the D lines.
No way.
No.
Do the Jets play the Bears this year?
I don't believe so.
But Jets have such a great defense. It sucks to see that wasted too.
And listen, I love our exit. Well, of course, and I've covered that ad nauseum the last few weeks. So a couple things. Like I said, the Jets coaching. By the way, quick disclaimer. I see some chats. As I say every week, the ground rules for the chats, if it's a super chat, I'll read it immediately. If it's a regular chat, you know I love my Francesa and sports radio, so we will get to even the non-paid chats at some point. But if you want it read immediately, it's got to be a super chat. Sorry, the computer's too far away, and I'm not technologically advanced. So anyway, the coaches need to continue building the game plan around Zach Wilson, which they haven't done much. So at least they gave him a chance. We still have to establish a run game. And we can talk a little more about this game when we get to it in the picks. But it is a absolutely must-win game this Sunday in Denver for Zach Wilson and for the Jets. I mean, if Zach Wilson goes back to what he's been doing, just being completely lost, he can't start another week. I banged the drum all last week. He shouldn't have started last week. They didn't win, so I'm not even going to say I was wrong, but he played well. But if he goes back to who he was before this week and they lose to the floundering Denver team. And by the way, the Jets, I guess, fuck it, too late. We'll just cover it. The Jets have all the bulletin board material they need, right? Peyton buried Nathaniel Hackett on the job he did in Denver last year.
Yep.
They've been talking shit all this week about the Broncos and Peyton. So the Jets have all the motivation they need this week against a team who's coming off. I like coming off a big win against your Bears. Last week, two weeks ago, you won last night, but you know what I mean. Coming off that win, I like that because you're getting a team coming off a high. I'd be much more worried if they were still winless going against that team because then they'll want to really prove a point.
Exactly.
So the Jets, it's a must win, absolute must win for Zach Wilson, for Sala if he wants his job, I think. And frankly, for the Jets season, if the Jets go 1-4, it's over. Rodgers, don't worry about coming back. It's over. We're playing for picks if we're 1-4. Mm-hmm. We can get to 2-4. And if Zach Wilson could actually play like he played last week and be serviceable, like I've been saying, fucking Mark Sanchez 2010 or whatever the fuck it was. Terrible quarterback, great defense, great run game. And he was he wasn't even good, but he was serviceable enough.
That's the key word, serviceable.
We made it to the AFC Championship game. Now somebody fucking got the memo. Oh, the great Tommy Seven names in the chat.
Tommy.
White Julio. When are we going to Harry O's?
No, Tommy,
let's go. For those who don't know, Harry O's is one of the oldest, most decrepit strip clubs in Stamford.
Tommy, I miss Tommy.
Tommy is one of the thousands of people who messaged me.
Tommy.
He's been looking for you.
Not literally fucking Tommy, but I fucking miss Tommy.
I'd fuck Tommy. He's a funny guy.
Why not? Why not? At Harry O's. Why not?
Oh, fuck Tommy at Harry O's. Yeah, get Tommy on that stage.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
I'd go broke.
Thank you, Tommy. Yes,
yeah,
I know.
Thank you, Tommy.
I actually messaged Tommy privately this morning because you were coming on and he's been asking where you were.
No way.
I told him you'd be coming
Tommy.
On. So yeah, thank you, Tommy.
We're gonna have to get some Tommy bets. He's well seasoned.
Well, you haven't missed much, but what you have missed is I have this fine top of the line mic now, courtesy of Vinny Cash.
I have this fine
thing to hold it, courtesy of the great Vinny Cash. It only took 3 years, but whatever.
Wow.
It only took 3.5 years of podcasting to get a real mic. But what my point is, what we figured out is, in the end, my computer sucks.
Oh.
It's a piece of shit. So if I have somebody call in, basically my computer explodes. So that's
why we
haven't done any call-in guests. If you'll notice on Ski Mask Collective, like we can only have three people on at once because my computer will explode and I'll die. So yes, hopefully maybe I can get a cheap computer for podcasting, or maybe Vinny Cash can find it in the his good rich black heart to send me a computer. Fuck it. So yes, but yes, I would love to have Tommy on again. Tommy's one of the
Tommy's an OG.
Tommy is the O-est of
G's. He's
a great
man, that Tommy. He's a great man.
Ski mask legend, MLC legend, sports mask legend, a fellow...
fellow American.
Fellow American, for Absolutely. Sure. A fellow WFAN OG.
Oh,
loves
man.
The Joe Beningo.
Oh,
loves the schmooze.
You can't talk sports without talking about Tommy.
No, you
no,
can't.
No.
That's why
no.
I don't watch ESPN. They never talk
yeah,
about Tommy.
Yeah, yeah, fuck ESPN.
Yeah, I think I pretty much covered everything. Oh, but yeah, that was the one other thing. And don't let it get lost in the shuffle here. Mahomes played probably one of his worst throwing games of his career.
Hell yeah.
I mean,
hell
he
yeah.
had some, I don't know if he had some injury going on. It almost looked like he had some kind of leg injury going on, the way he wasn't even like stepping into passes. So keep that in mind, too, with that Jets game. And I know I'm bashing my team, but I got to tell the truth. I only tell the truth.
That's the point. Tell the truth. It's not about bashing the Bears. It's not about bashing the Jets. It's the fucking truth.
No, we're not ESPN. We're not purchased by Pfizer or the NFL or any of these other things. We're going to tell the truth about everything here. So, yeah, Mahomes also played one of his worst games of his throwing games, at least, of his career. And he still managed to pull it out.
Pull it out. He's probably an expert in that.
So that's my weekly salvo on these New York Jets with a must win this Sunday in Denver. What do you think of the? How do you feel about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce? Would you like to weigh in? It's all the talk.
Oh,
of the
that's
town.
Such horseshit. I want to watch football. I don't want to watch fucking drama. Fuck is this shit? Who cares about Taylor Swift? I don't care if it's Taylor Swift. I don't care if it's Michael Bublé, Ed Sheeran. Ooh. Like, if you want some real drama, date a man.
Yeah.
Date a man. Let's throw a man in there, okay? Taylor Swift. Anyone could date Taylor Swift.
Anybody.
I want to see a man.
That's
a
great
point.
I want to
see a man dating a man.
I'd love to see more male boyfriends in the booth.
Yeah, why don't they get attention? Let's
grow
break
some balls.
Barriers.
Grow
yeah.
some balls.
Yeah.
Fuck a guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cowards.
A woman? Yeah, we could all go out.
Please.
A woman. I mean, come on. Come on.
Anybody could have sex with a woman. That's why I don't even bother anymore.
Get
who
it.
Cares?
I don't
it's
get it. What's
boring.
The, who cares? All the attention, all the tweets, all the coverage.
Boring. They're annoying.
Yeah.
They
I'm
talk.
Here to watch football. I'm here to watch male bodies banging against male bodies in the trenches.
Hammering
right?
against each other.
I don't want to see painted fingernails. I don't want to see like
no.
hair did. I want to see body on body action.
I want to see beautiful male bodies at the peak of their athletic prowess.
Absolutely.
Slamming into each other, grabbing at each
Probably
other.
Probably destroying their bodies in the future, but, you know, that's a different argument.
Sweating on each other.
Oh, lots of sweat. Lots of sweat.
I was lucky this camera doesn't go below our waist.
Oh,
tell
oh,
you that.
Oh, man.
Got a couple poles, got a couple baseball bats
yeah, we'd
right
have
here.
To, we'd have to blur that out.
Yeah, so let's all fuck guys. That's
Basically,
the moral of that story. Don't be a coward. Have sex with guys.
Yeah, who
sports.
Cares about Taylor Swift? Come on, guys.
Yeah, let's keep it about
Let
sports.
Let it go.
The show's about sports.
Let it go.
This show's about sports.
This is a sports show.
Now, how about who have now cemented themselves as the worst team in the NFL? The New York Football Giants. Holy hell. They played.
What happened?
You take out the one half of football they played against the Cardinals. And I don't have the numbers in front of me because I don't give a shit. This isn't ESPN. We're not fucking statisticians. I just know what's going on. But I saw the stats earlier this week. I forget the exact numbers. But the numbers, if you take out that half of football against the Cardinals, are absolutely absurd. They're putting up record number. What they had 11 sacks the other night.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, and the crazy thing to me is, Daboll was coach of the year last. I don't know if I've ever seen a fall off like this in my sporting life, where you have a coach of the year. Do they have like a? I mean, is there an award for what's the opposite of comeback coach of the year?
Yeah,
I mean, this
seriously,
is
right.
This is. Unprecedented that Daboll has totally lost this team. That there, you got ex players talking. I think I saw David Deal burying the Giants. You got players in the locker room talking shit about the offense, offense talking shit about the defense, O-line talking shit about it. It's an absolute mess. A guy who was coach of the year last year has totally lost the team, and it's mostly the same players. I honestly don't know what the fuck is going on. They haven't played great teams.
It says a lot about him. Says a lot about him.
He is fat.
He lost that locker room. And look, we see it across every sport.
Thank you, Tommy.
Every sport where someone plays for a contract, they get that contract, and the next year, what happens? You get what's happening with the New York Football Giants. Daniel Jones, he's not committed as he was last year. He's not.
Maybe he needs to fuck a guy.
He does, probably. He probably fucking does. Does Taylor Swift have a brother? Hook him up.
Ooh.
You know, let's go. Help a guy out.
Yeah.
Fucking coach is relying on it because he's going to get fired in a couple of games. You can count on that.
That's what I'm saying. But how do you even do that? He was coach of the year last year, but how, my God, how they've fallen.
How the mighty have fallen.
How the mighty have fallen. So, absolutely. Yeah, the Giants have cemented themselves. I mean, your Bears are out of the basement now. You know, the the Panthers are a young team. You can't do anything to them. Who's the other? The Vikings, that was an aberration. They're, you know, they have talent. I mean, the Giants, I'm not being hyperbolic. They have to be the worst team in the NFL. Can you think of a worse team?
Damn. I don't know. I think, you know, as much as I harp on the Bears and talk shit, obviously, I do think they're kind of a step above. But, I mean, it says something about the Commanders, too. Even though I don't know how the Commanders lost to the Bears. Shit. I don't know. They might be at the bottom of the basement.
I think they have to be. I went through
shit.
I did this the other day when I was just twiddling my dick around looking at black athletic quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And there was I went through the list of teams. They have to be the worst team. There's some teams that are young, like I said, the Panthers and who's the other team? Like the Colts with Anthony Richardson and Jonathan Taylor holding out. But that's what I mean. They got shit going on.
Yeah, yeah. You know what stage and
this is the same team as last year.
Exactly.
And they're just a terrible, terrible team.
Exactly.
So whatever. I'm not a Giants fan. You're not a Giants fan. Fuck them.
Fuck
at least they're bailing out the Jets for a second, for 1 week. But I tell you, if the Jets get buried or even just lose to the Broncos this week, the wheels are coming off.
I need to see some stuff happening in the top office. I need to see heads roll.
Another note from last week, Belichick, and Stan Sostradamus. I've covered it on the show. I've said it before. I stand by it. Bill Belichick is a mid coach when he doesn't have a Hall of Fame quarterback and he's not allowed to cheat. Prove me wrong.
Yeah.
I dare you to prove me wrong. Look at the numbers since Brady left. Look at how they've played against these teams. Who did they get their dicks blown off by last week? Was it the Chiefs?
The Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys? We'll get to the Cowboys because that's the game of the week on Sunday night this week. Cowboys 49ers. We'll touch on that.
Worst loss of his football career, they said. Worst loss.
Okay, I guess.
Well, that's what happens when you don't have a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yeah, and you're not allowed to fucking take other teams' practice videos, and you're not allowed, you know? So, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. I don't need to explain anymore.
Bob Kraft needs to wake up. He needs to get a new coach in there. He needs to go for a couple more handies at the massage
parlors. That's what I'm saying. Bob Kraft is a party boy.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Bob Kraft. As much as I hate the Patriots. Bob Kraft is a man I could root for.
Bob Kraft will go to Harry O's.
Absolutely.
Go to Harry. You throw some dollars on that stage.
He'll enjoy a look at a woman.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I could see him. I could see him enjoying it.
If you're into that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I'd rather look at a
whatever
guy.
Whatever works for you.
I'd rather look at athletic guys. Now, hold on. I'm breaking the rules because I see my manager, Kelly, is in the chat. If you tuned in late, the rules are it's only read immediately if it's a super chat.
Momager.
But let's see. I'm not going to read that because that's gay.
It's not gay unless it's gay.
Kelly P, nice jersey, give it back. All right, I'm not going to read anymore because I'll read. We're going to get to every. We'll do our section of everybody's chats, but I'm not going to break the rules just for you, Kelly. But thank you for reminding me. It is.
Oh, yeah. What a jersey.
This is an original B.J. Armstrong Bulls jersey.
And
what's the size? What is it? That's right, folks. I've had this shirt since he was playing. This is not a throwback.
Original.
That's a youth XL, folks.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
That's original. A youth extra large. I've had this jersey for 2 decades. That's a real sports fan for you. B.J. Armstrong, one of my favorite players besides Jordan. He was hairless, young. He looked very young, almost too young.
Oh, yeah.
Felt a little sick watching. Well, I wish I'd watch him now.
That's dangerous.
Yeah.
But I guess you're a sports fan. I guess you're actually a sports fan.
It's amazing how
that
happens.
Imagine that, huh? You're not just a character. You're a sports fan.
We're not talking. We're not Stephen A. Smith who can't fucking throw a baseball yet get paid to talk sports every day. We're not those fucking talking heads. We're actually a real sports guy. Guys. Love guys.
Sports.
Love guys. Now, obviously, we don't get in specifics, but how is... Now you are a resident golf analyst. Emphasis on anal.
Yeah.
How was the golf this year? What do you have to tell us about golf, whether it be the PGA, our local players, perhaps our local courses, what's in the news... Any opinions?
The biggest thing is this Live PGA.
Right,
merger.
We haven't talked to you since then.
Obviously, the PGA has sold their soul.
Sold their soul
to the Saudis.
Saudi.
This is a sad day in America.
It's 9/11 all over again.
Yeah, it's fucking horseshit. No one has fucking standards anymore, morals anymore. Now we're gonna lose golf. They're going to come for our football. They're going to come for our basketball. We can't let it happen.
They're going to come.
Keep American sports American.
Yeah. Oh, that's a T-shirt.
What the fuck? It's that simple. What the fuck are you selling out for? What are you fucking motherfuckers?
Keep American sports American.
Yeah.
We're going to make that a...
What
that's
the fuck?
Be, make that a bumper. I'll vote for you for president. Put that on a red hat.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it, like you said, it's basically 9/11 all over again. The Saudis
people
doing
gonna
an
sell
inside
out for
job.
A little money. For a little money, what the fuck? Saudi doesn't support man on man action. They're gonna change the game.
Yeah, I think I covered this on the first episode back when I kind of went around everything. But it's been a while, and probably nobody watched, and everybody's watching now since you're on. So yes, yes. Well, as you said, you obviously said it perfectly as our head golf analyst here. I love the hypocrisy of it all. They made a big deal last year. They love the PGA and we're going to protect our brand and we're going to, you know, we honor the game and the tradition of the game. You fucking love. And there, I don't know if did you watch the Netflix documentary? What was it? It was well done where they had a different golfer each week.
Yep.
And you saw Rory giving the speech to all the players about how they shouldn't go to Live. And
they left him out to dry.
Totally sold Rory out. I would be so pissed if I was him. Meanwhile, Koepka looks like Koepka almost single-handedly made it happen by having those runs. He's finished second in the Masters, but he won another major this year, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He had a good season.
All those live players should be sucking Brooke Koepka's fat cock for making that happen, because how can they can't have guys winning majors and then, you know, going over and collecting that filthy oil money. So,
exactly. If Koepka's not drained of all his nut right now, fucking Saudi guy send a couple more dudes his way to help finish that off, because he deserves it all. He pulled it off for them.
The Saudis will send over dudes to suck him off, and then they'll throw him off the top of a roof.
Exactly.
The Saudi way.
That's who you're dealing with, because you're not dealing with America. God damn it.
One of those golfers should start dating a guy to really stick it to him.
Let's see how that goes.
He'll stick it to him.
He'll
stick it to him.
Jesus Christ. They don't let women drive over there still in Saudi Arabia.
They can't even like talk.
Yeah. That's who you want to get behind. Get the fuck out of here.
Too bad. Beautiful ladies. I love the Middle Eastern ladies. They can be very beautiful.
And you know what the saddest thing is? There's actually been some good golf played this year, but none of that's even in the stories or anything, because all this bullshit.
It's all under a cloud of greed.
So I look forward to football so bad just to see the Bears suck. God damn it.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, you're coming off a win. Dick Butkus is dead, but
RIP.
Favorite Dick Butkus memory.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What movie was that? He was in a couple movies, right?
He was in a couple movies. I don't even remember.
Yeah, I don't remember. Well, Godspeed, Dick. Yeah. I mean, talk about a name we both love. Dick Butkus.
Classic.
Dick Butkus.
I mean, he embodied the Chicago Bears. I think he was on the Bears when Gale Sayers was running back. I mean, what a team. That's when the Bears were the fucking Bears.
Yeah.
They had an identity, man.
Soldier Field.
And then they fucking pound the ball through the running game. That's what I want to see. I want to see more fucking pounding. Defense and pounding.
I want to pound.
What's so fucking hard?
Going to pound Kelly's crotch. It's time once again. That was gay. She's a girl.
Oh.
Would rather pound a guy.
I mean, you can have her wear a strap on.
I'm sure she probably has one. She's a big whore.
And then that was
anywho, sorry, Kelly. I'm going to get a text about that.
Oh, shit.
It's time once again for Jim Stansel's power rankings for going into week 5 of the NFL. These are going to cause... I feel like this is going to cause huge waves throughout the sporting community and possibly all through the world in politics.
Good.
But these are my rankings, and I goddamn guarantee you they're right. The number one team going into week 5, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
The number two team, I'll read through them and then I'll explain myself. The number two team, power rankings going into week 5. The Miami Football Dolphins.
Wow.
The number three team going into week 5, the San Francisco 49ers. The number four, and yes, I said number four team going into week 5, Jim Stansel Power Rankings, the Buffalo Bills.
Wow.
And the number five team going into week 5, the week 5 power rankings, the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I know what everybody's saying.
Yeah, you got a lot
how can you put the Bills above the Chiefs? How can't you put the Bills at number 1? They beat the Chiefs. They beat the Dolphins, or they did something like that. I'm not paying attention. But they beat somebody. They beat the Chiefs, right? Who they beat last week handily?
The Bills beat the Dolphins.
The Dolphins last
handily.
Week.
Handily. You have the Dolphins ranked above.
I have the Dolphins too. Listen, the power rankings are the power rankings. I'm Jim Stansel. I make the power rankings. I watch all the highlights. I do my homework. I sit in this dark room. I turn the lights off. I get a pad out. I pick my pants off, and I take notes on all these games, watching these guys slam into each other at the peak of their athletic prowess. I go by talent, power rankings. The Chiefs are the class of the league until proven otherwise. One loss doesn't do anything. One bad game doesn't do anything. The Chiefs have the best quarterback in the league, period, stop. They have the best quarterback in the league. It's a quarterback league. They have the best tight end in the league. They have one of the fastest teams in the league, along the Dolphins, which is why the Dolphins are number 2.
Yeah.
They have what? Well, they have
a mobile
black quarterback. Yeah, Samoan, but whatever. They have a mobile quarterback with a great arm who can run for 50, 70 yards a game.
And they have
They have the fastest team in the NFL.
Jesus.
Tyreek Hill, Waddle. I'm missing somebody.
A-chan.
Yes, what a game he had last week.
Goodness.
So, yes, the Dolphins are, in my opinion, right after the Chiefs, in the most powerful team in the league. I'm not apologizing. And then, yes, the 49ers do come before the Bills, in my opinion. One of the best running backs in the league.
One of the great defenses
in the league. I don't love their quarterback. That's why they're not higher. Some people have them 1 or 2. I'm not sold on Purdy or whoever the fuck is there. Purdy, right?
Me either. But he's serviceable.
And they have weapons. The Bills... I don't know. Listen, they're number 4 in the rankings. I'm not saying they suck by any means, but they're going to have to show me more than a huge week. You know, at some point in these blowout games, you know, after like, you know what I'm saying, after 15, 20, 25 points, it doesn't matter if they win by 25 or 50. You know what
gotcha.
I mean?
I got
the other team just
that.
Turns it off. They go into blowout mode. So I don't really give a shit about the end score of that Bills-Dolphins game last week. I go by my eye test, and these eyes have seen a lot of bodies, a lot of male bodies running around, strong.
It's not the first football season you're watching here. You've seen several.
I've been to many rodeos.
Yeah.
A lot of rodeos, gay stuff.
We've seen in person.
Oh, we've seen in person.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been at the games. I don't know if our brains were still processing what we were seeing by that point, thanks to the beautiful, beautiful alcohol we consume.
Yes, we've
been to a many a game. I've watched football my whole life. It's not my first year. Oh, look at a lantern bug right outside the window there. The fucking Japs. So, the Cowboys, we're going to get to the game. Cowboys, 49ers. One way or the other, this list is going to get turned on its head next week. They may even have some new teams, perhaps the Ravens. Perhaps some other teams might sneak in the top five. But yes, Cowboys, I'm still holding them at number five. Dak is a solid quarterback. They got some weapons. They got Tony Pollard or whoever the fuck.
Yeah.
They have
Pollard.
A decent O-line. They have a decent defense. They're just kind of a solid all-around team. I don't trust the Ravens just yet. They were going to be my team, if not the Cowboys. And there's a couple other teams that might trickle up there. But the Cowboys-Niners game Sunday night could affect this list greatly.
Absolutely.
Next week.
Absolutely.
Now, what do you think? What are your thoughts? I know I didn't ask you to have a list ready, but if you'd like to comment
totally
on my...
I agree with the Chiefs and the sentiment that you said that one loss in between everything doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Who cares?
When you're a proven entity... like the fucking Kansas City Chiefs, especially, who proven winner, turnover in staff, everything, you know, wide receivers, you know, but you have
until proven otherwise. Until proven otherwise,
components, they continue to win. They're number one, absolutely. Number two, you had the Dolphins. I'd have to disagree with, you know, young team. Well. Some older players.
Get out of my garage.
But I have to disagree with them being at number two. I'd have to disagree. I would still put the Bills there.
Okay.
Josh Allen, rocket arm, not as beautiful as Tua. Not as beautiful.
Tua's a beautiful boy.
Yeah. Hey, you know, but I can't hold that against him. I have them ranked number two. Number three, I would go to the Cowboys. I'd go to Cowboys above the 49ers.
Well, you're an NFC guy.
Yeah, for sure. So I rounded out Cowboys, Niners, and then Dolphins.
Wow, Dolphins at five.
Yeah. I
hot take.
I love their offense. I love a lot of things about their offense. A lot of things about their offense, mainly the quarterback.
A lot of stuff off the field, too. Boy.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. Get in that locker room. I'm fucking,
for sure.
My mouth will be
just
watering.
Send me in that locker room.
Oh.
That's all I need.
Clean them out.
Yeah.
Clean out their groins.
Fifth. I'm not going to lie to you guys just based on looks.
Don't lie to them.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you guys. Fifth. That's where I'm at.
There you go.
Yeah.
The White Julio Power Rankings for week five.
Simple.
Hopefully we'll get some more weeks of White Julio Power Rankings.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
Sports.
Sports. Let's see what the poors said in the chat, since Tommy's the only one that super chatted. I'm a man of my word. We always let's see what questions and queries, emphasis on queer. Is that beard fake? Ted E. wants to know.
There is a fake beard above a beard.
Yes, double beard.
Double beard.
Oh, that's not nice. Somebody said whack ass beard. That's not nice.
Yeah, that's fine. Who cares?
Teddy, this is for you, White Julio. Huge W and embarrass the dumb Commanders in their own building.
Yeah, it is. The Commanders deserve to be embarrassed by such a horrible team as the Bears. I mean, how Rivera has a fucking job after that. That's fucking crazy.
I don't know if you know anything about this. This is a hockey thing. Hockey season gets to we talk hockey here.
I love hockey.
We talk hockey here once the season starts, folks. Stay
hockey.
Tuned.
Yeah.
Ted E, Chicago Blackhawks won the lottery getting Connor Bedard, so everything isn't bad in Chicago sports. Any idea? I assume that's a draft pick.
Yeah. I mean, Chicago Bears are my only favorite football team out of Chicago. Everything else I kind of root local. Knicks, Mets, everything else. For some reason I root for the Bears and I follow the Bears, but God bless the Chicago Blackhawks. Have a great season. I mean, fucking lottery pick. Can't go fucking wrong with that. Maybe I should root for the fucking
Teddy
Wild
again. He was real hot at the top of the show. Yeah, the holding on 3rd and 22 where Mahomes ran for a first was clear holding. They didn't call a clear intentional grounding on Mahomes. I agree. That was a blatant holding on, it was number 11 on the Chiefs, whatever it was. That was a definite hold. But again, to my point, and it was a hold, and it should have been called, and it could have changed the game. But listen, I agree. The refs, there's too much refs getting involved in the end of these NFL games. Somebody, they got to put out a memo to swallow the whistle.
Let them play.
They got to swallow the whistle a bit. At the same time, folks, like I said at the top of the show, like I led with, the league is not rigged, okay? There's not 120 guys in 16 games a week that have a script and know what's going on. So you make yourself look like fools when you say things are scripted. Like, I get the conspiracy, but let's be adults and not feed into that.
So you're the English major.
I am the English major.
In those final 2 minutes, unless it's egregious, is that the word?
There you go. Yes.
Then let them fucking play.
They should almost.
Let them fucking.
And I'm glad, you know,
play.
That brings up a good point. I wonder, to some level, almost officially change the rules where it has to be an egregious penalty in the last 5 minutes of a game, something
like
that.
I feel like the NBA kind of does that. The NBA will call fouls, but in those final crucial, like, couple minutes, it has to be egregious.
Yeah.
I need to see it to believe it.
I agree. Hack comment here. Herbert, easily best QB in the league.
Oh my God.
I don't know if
based
he's trying to
looks,
be funny.
Based on looks.
Oh, best looking. That, by
listen,
God.
Listen,
and I don't
listen,
mind Herbert. I've been complimentary to Herbert, but he's not the best quarterback.
I would trade 10 future first round picks
for a date?
For Mr. Justin Herbert.
Talking about on the field or in your personal life?
We'll leave that. Fuck it. Personal life.
There you go.
Fuck off. Wade
Julio wants to fuck Justin Herbert.
Beautiful.
Ski Mask Media. The Cowboys will blow out the Niners 40-3.
Whoa.
Okay. Ski Mask, you're on the record.
Whoa.
You're also a fucking drunk.
I do think the Cowboys win.
We'll get to that game in a minute. We'll get to the picks right after this, folks. Everybody calm down. Mason in Portland. Give Seattle the damn respect they deserve. I respect your comment. I don't respect your team as a Jets fan who watched Geno Smith for years.
Geno.
He's playing solid, but I can't. Listen, Mason and Portland, tune in next week. I'm not saying they won't be in the top five. They might. Actually, they have a bye week this week, so nothing's going to change.
I'm
sorry. I can't. They really got to show
Geno
me something
Smith.
With Geno at quarterback.
Yeah.
Because
yeah, so
I know
tough.
Who Geno is, and in the big spot, as he keeps proving, in the biggest spots, he loses his mind. He turns into Zach Wilson.
Oof.
We saw that. Tommy Seven names, man dating a man.
Yeah.
Ski Mask, I want to see some cock. Hell yes. We support that here.
Well supported.
Dr. Challa, read this because it's intelligible. He's talking about Brian Daboll from last year. He shouldn't have been coach of the year. O'Connell went 13-4 as a rookie coach and got no votes. Daboll got lucky last year to even finish above 500.
Wow.
Solid take.
Yeah, I'll allow it.
I'll allow it. It's a solid take.
Smart man. Smart man, that Dr. Chow.
Dr. Chow, I picked the. Speaking of smart man, I picked the Bears to win outright yesterday, and Carl called me a moron. Well,
wow.
Is that Carla? That the tapeworm or whatever, the mudworm? Yeah, it's a whole thing, White Julio. Trust me.
Okay.
A beloved chatter, as a Commanders fan, we are the worst. I disagree. You got Gibson. You got a couple things.
But they just lost to the fucking
They did.
Jesus Christ.
Texans, Ski Mask said Texans and Dr. Chow. Yeah, Texans aren't that bad. Pay attention, Ski Mask. They're
bad.
Having a year. Carolina's bad, but they have a rookie quarterback, you know.
So you could understand it.
Beloved chatter, Dolphins just traded for Claypool. Yep, we covered that during White Julio's Bears monologue.
Yeah, best of luck to him.
I
think the GM said that. He'll probably be better off anyway. Good for him. Fuck.
beloved chatter, I think he's talking about Kelly. If you are a widow, you should be legally allowed to get happy endings. I have on good authority that Kelly is a female who goes rub and tug.
He's talking about, what's that, Kraft.
Bob Kraft. Talking about Kelly getting diddled it.
I like that. We should pass that into law. If you're a widow, legally allowed to get some happy endings.
A widower, I believe, is a male. I'm an English major.
There you go. You should be allowed to have some relief.
Kelly P, there's nothing kid-sized about him except the jersey. I think she's talking about my cock.
Wow.
Or Ronnie Seekley jersey, beloved chatter. That's a classic throwback. A Bryant Reeves. Oh, everybody's commenting on the old jerseys they have. I have a Bryant Reeves jersey, the big country.
Love it.
Dr. Chow, pro Saudi.
Oh, shit.
Saudi Arabia rules. You guys don't know what you're talking about.
Well, at least some people are going to be taking it.
Dr. Chow, White Hula doesn't know Dr. Chow. He has a lot of money, this Dr. Chow.
Oh, gotcha.
Dolphins are one, Cowboys are two, Ski Mask says.
Wow.
This is all not. Oh, we got regular Julio in the chat.
Regular Julio, where are you?
He'll be on one of these weeks for sure. How many naked hours do you need to decide that the Jets suck and will always suck? Oh, I think he's talking about me being naked watching the film. In we'll see. Hey, listen. Shut the fuck up.
I had more hope for them. Well, you know, Rodgers got injured. Changed everything.
How much to kiss White Julio? Let's say $300 super chat.
$300
super chat. Let's go. Julio, again, something negative, I feel. Fun fact, Stancil's expert eye test has resulted in zero championships in the Bowtied Bartenders Fantasy Football League. Well, that's true. I am 2-2, though, this year. I am a terrible 0-4.
Mr. Julio is coming with some hate.
Bad attitude on a Friday.
Come on, Julio. Come on.
It's fuck.
I'm named after you too. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Thank you for saying hello to Kelly's lawyers, Julio.
Kelly's lawyers.
The Cardinals beat Dallas, but to each his own.
Like we said, one loss doesn't determine. Shit happens. People get distracted. Cocks fly here and there.
Oh, Gummo. They had a good game this week. We'll get to in a minute. Gummo, dude. Jimmy G is a Roman god, and the Raiders will win. He is a sexy boy. He's one of the sexiest white quarterbacks I've seen.
Yeah, I'd say he's a top five.
He looks like Vic.
He's
you know old Vic?
Yeah.
Another sports mass favorite.
Victor Marca.
Jeannie Bobini is in the chat. Ella loves. Send Chad the link. Never. I don't know. I think he's still looking attractive.
We got to get him on here.
We will get him on.
We need to see his beautiful face.
We will. Yeah, I want to see more than his face.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Well, it's about that time. It is about that time. You know what's going to happen when you hear the music. Well, what happens when the music is on? That's right. It's time for the picks for week five of the 2023 NFL National Football League in the United States of America season. And that's what you call buying time till you pull up the spreads, folks.
Yeah, come on, internet. Fuck off.
Come on, we're pulling up the spreads. And by the way, as always, this podcast is sponsored by DraftKings. That's where we get our spreads from. DraftKings, lose it all. DraftKings, fuck your family. DraftKings, watch for the guys.
Just gamble. Gamble with everything.
DraftKings, just gamble.
Yeah. Gamble your life savings. Gamble with your life.
It's the point of living, if not, really.
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing if you're not gambling?
Fuck.
What else do people spend money on?
Live a little.
What, are you going to save money in this economy? These mortgage rates, with these interest rates? Just spend the money. It's going to all go out the window anyway. Do compulsive gambling every week. I just got a text from Kelly. Hold on.
No.
I don't see $300. Oh, no.
No. It happened?
I hope not. Sorry, I didn't know the comments.
No way.
Oh, no.
Wait. No. This fucking guy.
I didn't know anybody was watching this. All right.
Wait.
God damn it. All right.
What?
You got to meet me halfway. I'm not. Oh, you got alcohol on your breath. This is giving me flashbacks. It's like, all right. Ah! God damn you, David Chandler. Why are you watching this show? Since when do you watch this show? You ruined me. All right, let's get back to the picks.
We asked for it.
I'm a man of my word. I'm a man of my damn word.
Fuck.
Wow.
Shit.
Boy, I'm gonna think about that later. Let me tell you. Oh God.
I don't know who the fuck that is, but good for you for fucking calling us out on that shit.
Oh God.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Well, the Jags are in Buffalo. This is the show, folks. This is the best show in the world. Oh, boy. I'm reeling from that. I can't tell. I think I'm turned on. I don't even know what to think.
Fucking Chandler.
You turned my world upside down. God. I'm going to be reeling from this.
Yeah, I am too.
Did Stancil, Sid Seraph, $5, did Stancil have the kiss in his show notes? I did not. You watched it live. That happened live. We offered it live. Chandler beat it live.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. The sad thing is that the second guy I've kissed on the lips this week.
No way. Yeah. I'm not the first. I'm a little offended.
Yeah, you're going to get herpes. You're the best looking guy. You're the youngest guy.
Wow.
The other guy was older. Gino Bisconti.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Oh, boy.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Herpes.
All right, let's try to move on. The Jags at the Bills. This is ridiculous. The Jags in Buffalo. The Bills are minus. I just realized we kissed with the music on, too. That's it.
it makes complete sense. Because it's big.
Ooh, picks and dicks.
Picks and dicks, baby.
Calm down, Kelly. Kelly texted me, are you hard?
I am.
All right. Jags at the Bills. Let's try to get back on track. Jags at Bills. Bills minus 5.5 in Buffalo. You are back for this season. You are the guest. White Julio, lead us up.
Minus 5.5?
Bills minus 5.5 in Buffalo against the
Bills.
Jags.
Easy.
Bills. Easy, easy. Julio
easy.
Says.
Easy.
I'm a little scared of this spread. I like Trevor Lawrence. I like the Jags if you listen. However, they haven't been playing up to their potential so far. They are on the road. The Bills are coming off a big win. I have a feeling they are going to roll, and they may well, if they do it right, move up in Jim Stance's power rankings next week. Even the Bills minus 5.5. I think they'll win by more than a touchdown. Giants in Miami. My Dolphins are given 12.5. Not enough. Give me the Dolphins minus 12.5. The wheels, as they might come off of the Jets, the wheels are, I mean, I don't even know. The Giants are riding on rims sparking up the highway at this point. The wheels are already off, basically. I can't see, especially after last week, at home, the Dolphins, and it's not even two touchdowns. Give me the Dolphins minus 12.5.
I mean, you're talking about a touchdown and a field goal over the Giants?
Yeah.
Easy. Easy.
Easy.
Dolphins.
Easy money,
Dolphins
folks.
Dolphins still scoring crazy points. They'll make it happen. By the way, Stancil has very soft lips. For those who are wondering. Picks.
It was a nice picks. Sports. Sports. As long as you say sports, it's not gay. Well, I guess thank you, David Chandler. We got
David
another
Chandler.
Super chat. I'm a man of my word. Super chats go right up.
Jesus Christ.
We got Sid Seraph. Did Stancil have the kiss in his show notes? Yes, I read that before. No, I didn't plan for that. You never know what's going to happen on these shows, folks. I bet we don't, but, and another, we might know what's going to happen when the Panthers visit the Lions. The Lions are giving up 10 points. What say you? Lions minus 10 at home against the Panthers.
Yeah, I'm still going Lions.
Yeah, the Lions are moving up. The Lions are another team who are
they're creeping closer
to that Stansel top five. I know all these guys in the locker room, they talk about who's on Stansel's top five, who's going to make Stansel's power rankings next week.
It was 10 and a half?
10.
10.
Even okay. 10. No hook. 10.
Okay.
No hook.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I still
see
Lions.
Yeah, I got to go... A part of me wouldn't be surprised if the Panthers cover here. However, the smart play is that the Lions minus 10. Let's just move on. Please, I'm going to move on from everything that's happened. The Ravens at the Steelers. Classic AFC North matchup here. Always a battle. Always a lot of male bodies. Angry bodies.
Body on bodies.
A lot of anger. Yep. Love a rivalry game. Steelers are getting 4.5 at home against the Ravens.
I wish they were getting a little more.
Me too. Vegas knows what they're doing here.
But I'm still going to go with the Steelers. I'm not fully confident in the Lamar Jackson-led Ravens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going the other way. This is what makes good radio. The Steelers have burned me with their spreads a lot this season a lot. I feel like they have a young team. I know Pickett's out, but they have a young team.
Yeah.
They have Najee. They have a TJ Watt on the best deal, probably the best deal, absolute monster this year.
What a body.
That said, I keep saying this every week and they're not putting it together. So I'm finally going against them. I'm going the Ravens -4.5. I think the Ravens want. We're one of these teams that are driven to be in Jim Stansel's top five power rankings, and they're getting annoyed that they aren't considered at the top of the league. I think they think they deserve to be. I think the Ravens have a breakout game this week on a divisional foe over there in Pittsburgh in the city of Three Rivers. The Texans are going to Atlanta, the airport hub of the world.
Yes,
Texans
sir.
At Atlanta. It's basically a pick 'em. Falcons are giving up 1.5 at home. I'll go first. This is an easy one for me. I know there's a lot of the Texans have a lot of juice right now. However, they're still the Texans, and I think the Falcons have more juice. I'm taking the Falcons -1.5.
Wow.
But I like this game. I think it's an interesting game. These are two teams on paper at the beginning of the year. You would think this game, who gives a shit? But the way both teams have played, I think this is actually could be an interesting game. An interesting game to see the result of.
I'm a firm.
Oh,
firm.
I've been firm. For about 3 minutes.
Firm believer in what the Texans are building. I'm going with the Texans. Absolutely.
I think I saw another super chat. Oh, Ted E. Now they're pouring in. David Chandler opened the floodgates. Yeah, Julio said, as long as it's not $300. $1,000, I'll suck his ass, Chandler.
Relax. Everybody relax.
Ted E., you two are officially married now. Man,
that's fine with me. That's fine with me.
Hey, absolutely. Yeah, I wish I was gay. I say it all the time.
Yeah.
Being gay would be such an
easy... Don't send us another $300.
No!
Yeah, don't do that.
You don't want to know what's going to happen.
Yeah, fuck off.
The hands and dicks flying everywhere.
Yeah. You're going to have to start OnlyFans.
Yeah. The Titans are going to Indianapolis, and the Colts are getting 2.5. I picked this in my degenerate gambling spreads this week. This was one of the harder ones I had. Emphasis on hard, of course. Hard is on my mind these days, this episode. I go back and forth. I like the Colts. I'm going with the Titans -2.5. I want to take the Colts with the points, but I do think the Titans are a better team. They don't excite me at all, but I think they're going to. They do have talent. I think they'll win this week. Less than a field goal. Give me the Titans -2.5.
Taylor back yet? No, right? The window's open. I'll still go with the Colts.
Okay.
Yeah. Switch it up.
There you have it. Let's keep it rolling. Let's try to get farther away from that kiss. Far away from the kiss as you can.
Please.
Saints at Patriots. It's a pick 'em. Patriots -1.
Patriots.
I'm going Saints. I don't know why this is -1. The Patriots stink. Belichick stinks without a Hall of Fame quarterback. They got their asses blown out, as if you donate $1,000, I might get mine blown out, possibly. Give me the Saints getting. I know it's 1 point, but still, getting points? No. Kamara's back. Give me the Saints +1 on the road. Easy. Eagles at the Rams. Interesting game.
Wow.
Rams getting 4 at home. as we enter the 4 o'clock games.
Yeah, I'll go Rams. Getting four.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for you. Wow, look at us. I'm going to Eagles.
Yeah.
I think the Eagles are still a talented team, as you saw by my power rankings. No, I think the Rams have talent. I think the Eagles are another team that wants to be back on the map as the best in the league. They've been putting everybody's on their cock at the beginning of the season. They feel like they've been putting the back burner with the Dolphins and the Bills and the Niners. Look for the Eagles to win outright.
They do feel disrespected, and for good reason, because Jalen Hurts, that's a great quarterback.
It's a great, beautiful, mobile, black quarterback. We keep saying it.
Quarterback.
There's no way around it, frankly.
Great quarterback.
We got the Bengals, the floundering Bengals, at the surging Cardinals. The Cardinals getting only 3 points at home against the Bengals. This is another team similar to the Steelers, although more talent on this team that I just keep betting on, and they keep chopping my dick in half. But I can't bet on the Cardinals. I can't. I'm taking the Bengals minus three. Feel free. Go for it.
I mean, Burrow's still hurting.
He shouldn't be playing.
Yeah, he shouldn't be playing. So
I don't know what they're doing. Sorry to cut you off, but I don't know what they're doing. I want to – they just sit him for three weeks.
Sit him for 2 weeks. Keep him for the next fucking 10 years.
Right.
Why are you going to risk
this
shit?
This is a very Jets-Mets thing.
Jesus
anyway,
Christ.
I'm sorry.
No, all good. I'm taking the Cardinals.
Okay, there you go. Next game, Chiefs at the Vikings. Vikings plus 3.5 at home.
Oh, you know, Chiefs.
Yeah, another spread I don't understand at all, and that's all I'm going to say about it. Give me the Chiefs minus 3.5. That's Jim Stanton's lock of the week, by the way.
Wow, folks. Lock of the week.
Yeah, Chiefs against the Vikings, please. Give me the Chiefs minus the points. Here we go. The national game this week. God help us. Another national game, by the way. I wish they would stop doing this to us. The
torture.
Jets going a mile high in Denver, the home of the beautiful KB. Broncos favored minus 2.5. Jets are getting 2.5 points on the road. I'd like to hear from you first.
I can't believe we kissed.
Yeah. I'm going to be reeling from this for days.
Jets.
He's just looking. White Julio has a 1,000-yard stare right now.
Yeah.
Now, are you thinking positive thoughts? You don't know what to
think. Of course. I've been dreaming for this moment, obviously.
David Chandler made your dream come true, truly.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, David Chandler. But all bets are off unless
you bet on. Who'd you bet on?
Jets. You know. I don't know.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to say he puts back, at least plays a decent game. Listen, the Broncos stink. We have a great
Broncos
defense.
Suck.
So don't take this as I'm endorsing Zach Wilson after I've ripped him all year. But I am taking the Jets plus the points. I think we win outright. We have a great defense. Denver is an absolute mess. As you saw last week, and they somehow beat your team, but
unbelievable.
I worry a little bit about Russell Wilson, but their defense ain't great, so our O-line has a little bit of an easier week this week. Finally,
supposed to be letting Breece Hall have at it.
Yes, as I said when we discussed the Jets, I've been saying we need to establish a run. This is a great game to fucking get back to the ground and pound and make a manageable game plan for Zach Wilson. Yeah, we both like the Jets there. 2.5. Game of the week. I'm calling it the game of the week. Some people call the Monday night game, but I think it's definitely the game of the week. We got the Cowboys in the gayest town in America. I was there just a few weeks ago, of course. Cowboys at the Niners in San Fran. San Fran minus 3.5. Cowboys getting 3.5. I'll go first since you're our resident NFC analyst. I'm going with the Niners here. I'm going with the Niners minus 3.5, and I'm fairly confident about that. I just think they are, as you saw in my rankings, I think the Niners have some serious talent. I wish their quarterback, if their quarterback is a little stronger, they'd be one of the best teams in the league, which they might be already. But even without that, they have a great defense, they have great weapons on offense. But I wanted to say the top. This is, like I said, this is the make or break for the Cowboys, in my opinion.
It sure is.
This is the make or break for the Cowboys. They're playing a real team. No more of these middling teams where they might be good, they might be bad, or these crazy comeback wins, or losing to the Cardinals, or beating the Bills. Let's see. We're going to know a lot more about the Cowboys after this game. So it'll be an interesting game. I'm taking the Niners -3.5.
Taking the Cowboys. Per my power rankings, they are above, a step above the Niners.
Sorry,
so you're sticking to your power rankings. I'm sticking to mine. I think the Cowboys defense responded very well to losing Diggs on that. So the last game, I hope they didn't take it too lightly because they need to be ready for this game. This is their opportunity to make a statement. The run game is there. The tools on offense is there. It's just up to the defense to pull it off. I think the Cowboys take this.
Great take. Okay, and the Monday night game, last game of the week. Another pretty fun game here to end your week, folks. The Packers going to Vegas. It's a pick 'em. Raiders are -1, so basically that's how Vegas does a pick 'em. I'll let you finish as a guest and the NFC analyst of our time. I'm going Packers here. I've said it all year. I like the young quarterback in Green Bay. Aaron Jones, finally, he's due for a big game. Simply that's it. Give me the Packers +1.
Yeah, I'm on the Packers with this too. Just thinking the combo
Fudge Packers.
Of Dylan and Jones, they should be able to run all over the Vegas Raiders. So I don't see Vegas pulling this one out.
There you have it, folks. The picks for week, whatever the fuck. We're reeling from a kiss.
Please no.
What
super
a show.
Chats.
What a show this was. Christ. Let me just do one last check. By the way, do you know the Thursday night game next week?
What is it?
It's the Broncos at the Chiefs.
Beautiful.
So enjoy the Sunday night and Monday night because the Thursday night game is going to be a waste of time. Let's see. He's got money.
Jesus.
I'm watching Super Judge come in this closely. The only ass you eat is mine. Calm down, Kelly.
Kelly.
Cooper Kupp active on Sunday. There you go for the Rams.
Wow.
Thank you, Sid Seraph. Send Sid Seraph the link next week.
Yeah.
Vikings with the upset. Book it. All right. You're on the record.
Wow.
Dr. Chow also, Vikings will win for sure. What? Who? They're playing the Chiefs, right?
Playing the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I mean,
all right. Well, all right. Well, I'll remember you said this. We'll see you next week. St. Ranger coming in late. A dear, dear friend of the show. Howdy, everyone. Hello to you, St. Ranger. Hello, Pam. Say hi, Pam. He likes when you say
hi, Pam.
There you go. White Julio saying hi to Pam.
Yeah.
He likes when you say hi to Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Stancil was running loose on Mount Tam. I was out north of San Francisco. Beautiful place.
Yeah, beautiful boy.
St. Ranger taking the Niners. You're on the record. All right. Wow.
What a show.
I got to go do, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to jerk off or shower or wash my mouth out. But what an episode. White Julio, welcome back. Any closing statements like Jerry Springer? Rest in peace.
No, I got a lot to digest right now. A lot.
Oh, St. Ranger won at the buzzer. Thanks, St. Ranger. $3. That large super chat earlier was cool. David Chandler made history. I think that is the That is the largest super chat we've ever got on Sports Mass Collective. And I think that was the first time two men have kissed on. I could be wrong. I might have kissed Mead in Days of Yore. Definitely the huge is going to send shockwaves to the sporting.
I don't know whether to thank David Chandler. David? Is it David?
Yeah, you got it.
But I respect him. I respect him.
Yeah. God damn it. I respect
him. Yeah, I respect it.
All right, folks. Well, like we said, get ready. Sunday, get some good games. Got some great games. Got some bad games. Get the lube out. Watch these guys. Look at their bodies. Watch how their bodies move. You're going to want to pay attention.
The linemen. The way they move their legs and the trunks of those bodies support the banging. Constant. Body against body.
My God, have you seen the asses on the tight ends?
Yeah, man. Oh, come on, guys. What are you doing?
Playoff baseball.
Watch the game.
Playoff baseball starting tomorrow. I know we didn't talk baseball. We'll get into that next week as these playoffs start. Fuck the Phillies, of course. Phillies-Braves series is the one, as a Mets fan, I'm excited about. And I also hate it, but I do think it is a good series. But we'll talk more baseball next week. We'll talk some hockey. Wow, what an episode.
What a day.
Godspeed, everyone. Have a good weekend. Count all the votes. Build a wall.